Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochon Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Oli Simai, Leili Nishmas, Elio Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe. I believe that this week, in preparation, certainly emotional preparation for Tisha B'Av and the entire mood that surrounds us in these days, it would be appropriate to learn a lesson from this, from our attitude and the way that we have continued throughout the Golus to await the Yeshua, to await the coming of the Mashiach. Always Shabbos morning strikes me very dramatically, where in the Kedusha of Shachris say, Mim Koimcha Malkeinu Sefia, from your place, our King, please reveal yourself. V'simlei Cholenu, and be King among, upon us, reign upon us, Ki, because Machakim Anachnu Loch. For no other reason than we're awaiting your Malchus. We're awaiting your arrival. We're awaiting your Mashiach. And when you think about it, it's extremely impressive and extremely amazing that here we are close to 2,000 years in Golus, and we're still mechakim anachnu loch. We are still awaiting. Mosai timloich b'tzioin. When will you once again reign in Tzioin? Bekore b'yomeinu, close, soon, in our own days, it should happen. Bekorev, oilam void, and last forever. Klal Yisrael, after destruction of both Botei Mikdosh, after an exile which is coming close to 2,000 years, after the brunt of the torment and torture that has taken place practically to all of humanity, and we certainly have had the lion's share, the small little Am Yisrael, and the lion's share of that torment and torture and exile and disenfranchisement and attack and pilfering and hatred and disdain and everything that we have gone through in the last 2 millennia of Golus, and yet we haven't lost hope. We're still awaiting. Mosai timloich b'tzioin mimkoimcho malkeinu kimachakim anachnu loch. I think that the lesson is really very, very powerful in terms of the inspiration to realize never, never to give up hope. In our mundane existence, and even in those areas that are beyond the mundane existence of our lives, none of us have ever had to wait 2,000 years before seeing the Yeshua. And yet, we tend to give up hope much quicker. And from the refusal of Klal Yisrael to give up hope, we can learn a profound lesson, a lesson of never give up hope. No matter how dire, no matter how dismal, no matter how imminent, no matter how long we've been waiting. But Hakim Anachnu Loch, we continue to wait and to hope and to pray. Mosai Timloich B'tzion. There's a very interesting piece from the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Shimber Soloveitchik, the father of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who was the Rav in Brisk, probably around 150 years ago, approximately. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that says, Omar Rova, Bishosh Machnisim Odin Ladin, Oyem Rimloi. A person is taken for judgment when he comes to the Olam HaEmes, Lachamei of Esrin, after he finishes his time in this world. They take him into Din, and they ask him a few questions. And the first question is, Nasata Behemuna, if he dealt in his business dealings with integrity. The second question is, Kovata Itim La Torah, did he set aside times, Kviyas Itim by day and by night, to learn Torah? Third question is, Tzipisa Lishua, did you continue awaiting and hoping for the Yeshua, for the salvation? Tzipisa Lishua, did you ever stop hoping and mitzape, awaiting, anxiously awaiting and never giving up hope for the Yeshua, for that salvation which should come upon us. Upirish Rashi, he brings the Divrei HaNaviim. The tzipis of the Yeshua, Rashi says, refers to Divrei HaNaviim, meaning that the prophecies that the Naviim have prophesied and promised us of the greatness that will come and the Geula Shleima that will come and the return to Eretz Yisrael that will come, the Kibbutz Golius and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the Sanhedrin that will sit in the Lishkas HaGozis and Hashoras HaShchina that will take place in the Beis HaMikdash. This is what we are Mitzapel Yeshua, and they will ask us, did you stop being Mitzapel Yeshua? We have to always be Mitzapel, that the Golus will end, and we will return to Eretz Yisrael with the coming of Mashiach. But the Beis HaLevi says, it's not only on the Yeshuas of Klal Yisrael, he says, but he says, it's also, Uveshas HaDin, Shoyalim Loi Tzipisu Yeshua. When he comes to Din, they ask him Tzipisu Yeshua. Pirush, what does that mean? The Beis HaLevi says, Imchiko Yeshua, did you wait for the Yeshua? Keep on waiting. Don't, not giving up waiting. And you weren't, you didn't give up hope from it. You are not misyayish. You didn't have any yush in terms of that, oh, I give up, it's not going to happen. And you were strengthened your bitochon. Bechol pratsh and ischadesh olov, in every detail that has renewed itself, that has come upon him. Seems clear from the Beis HaLevi that the question that they will ask us when we come to the Din, Lo'osid Lovoy, in Tzipiso Yeshua, does not only refer to whether we continue to await for the coming of Mashiach and the bringing of an end to the tragic exile of the Klal Yisrael, but it refers to our personal Yeshuas as well. They're going to ask us if we awaited the Yeshua, if we didn't give up hope, if we forever were strengthening our bitochon in every detail that happens to us, in every occurrence, in every issue that we have in life. And this is part of that great concern that they have for our lives when they look at our life and see how we conducted ourselves. Did we conduct our business with integrity? Did we set aside time for the study of Torah? And then the question of, did you await the Yeshua? It's not only referring to the ultimate Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, but do we await the Yeshua for each and every b'chol prat, every detail that occurs in our lives? We're mechakel Yeshua. We refuse to give up hope. And we're forever strengthening our bitochim to, in order to that the Yeshua should, and we anticipate that it is actually going to pass. I believe that this says that the refusing to give up, I mean, disillusion. Sorry, I hope something happened. We got disconnected. I hope that you're still there. Anyway, there's a very special opportunity to strengthen the ability we need. That's critical. That according to the Beis HaLevi, that they're going to ask us when we come to the Olam HaEmes, to the Din of Tzipiso Yeshua, about our personal hope and refusal to give up hope on all of the personal issues of our lives. I think that we have an opportunity for a great measure of chizuk from the attitude of Klal Yisrael to the coming of the Mashiach. אני מאמין באמונה שלמה בביאת המשיח. ואף על פי שיתמהמה, even though he delays, he hasn't come yet. We're waiting so long, so many centuries, and so much difficulty. Anyone, any normal person, could, I would imagine, be forgiven for giving up hope, but not Klal Yisrael. We maintain that hope. We look at the promise of the Nevi'im, and we are firmly believing and firmly resolved not to allow anything to interfere with that hope that the Mashiach is going to come, that the Gaul is going to come. Celebrate new each year the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Celebrate is the word. We attempt to relive and appreciate that Churban. And by doing so, what we're doing is deepening our appreciation of what we lost. And from the pain and suffering we lost, we rise to further heights of awaiting and hoping and refusing to give up hope. We have to renew the pain of the Churban and the Golos. We might have eventually given up the hope as well. But this rejuvenates the hope. It's when we refocus on how difficult it is and what we've been through and what we've lost, we continue to suffer, that spurs us to further resolve that we are awaiting and we are not giving up hope and we're not going to be satisfied with the situation as it is today, and we are awaiting the coming of the Mashiach. And I believe that in order to more deeply appreciate the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, this is why in the kinnas we have so many individual kinnas that deal with other tragic episodes throughout the Golos, throughout Jewish history that took place to our people in different towns, in different countries, in different communities, in different times. And that's to appreciate all of this is the Golos. All of this is our suffering. All of this is what we lost with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And despite everything that we have lost, and despite the length of the Golos and how long it seems to be taking, we refuse to give up hope. And I believe that this can be a very powerful chizuk in our own commitment to bitochen in Hashem, in our own refusal to give up hope on life's difficulties and life's problems and life's challenges and life's the difficulties that we face, because we refuse to give up hope. And we, in the words of the Beis HaLevi, which I think is so profound, we're mechakel Yeshua, we continue to wait. We refuse to give up hope. We're mischazik in our bitochen in every detail of our life. And these days can give us that inspiration to feel this way in our daily existence and strengthen us in our daily existence. And let's hope and pray that through the realization that we have refused to give up hope for the coming of the Mashiach and for the ending of the exile, we will be zeicher that mimkoimcho malkeinu sefia b'simlei choleinu, and be kimachakim anachnu loch, because of that hope, because of that waiting, we'll be zeicher to the bias haMashiach and the binyan beis hamikdash, and we'll also be zeicher to be inspired through that to be full of constant hope and awaiting and an anticipation of Yeshua in all of the details of our personal lives. And we may we be zeicher that with the coming of the Mashiach, that all of our personal difficulties will disappear as well, and we'll be zeicher to what it seems from the Nusach and the Shemoneh Esrei, according to the Gemara, the Choser Mimenu Yogoin Va'anocha, that all the suffering of all the Golos and all the memories of all of the suffering will disappear, and that it should happen. Bikorei B'yomim.